Next up, I am joined by DJ Diego Felix, who will be guiding a couple of workshops with Carbondale Arts this summer. The first is for ages 11 and up and involves the program Ableton. This is at Basalt Library from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June 24th to June 26th. Registration is at basaltlibrary.org. And the second is for adults and also involves Ableton. This is for ages 18 and up from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. past the kiddos' bedtime on June 25th and 26th and also is at Basalt Library. Registration for that is at carbondalearts.com. Diego, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Haha, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. You've got a lot going on. I kind of stalked you online a little bit, and you've got an impressive website, themusicdistrict.org. You've performed at South by Southwest for the Colorado Music Party all across the state. What led you to go from performance to also now instructing?
Well, it started with an opportunity I got from Detour Music, now known as Take Notes Colorado. It's an initiative by former Governor John Hickenlooper to get music into the hands of students that don't normally have it, being that music programs around the state are getting cut. This was a way to get that kind of education back in front of those kids. So I think it was the fall of 2017, me and some other musicians made our way up to the Roaring Fork Valley, and we went to Carbondale, Basalt, Glenwood Springs teaching music. I happened to be teaching DJing and scratching at the time. So that was my first entrance into this type of programming and in education.
Very cool. Very cool. So did you find yourself as the teacher of scratching and all that good stuff, did you find yourself suddenly in a curriculum development position as well?
Yep. So I've done curriculum development for DJing, which included scratching, and I've moved from that, from DJing specifically, into music production, which I think is something that a lot of kids are more interested in than just DJing. It kind of creates a well-rounded, complete curriculum to teach DJing, scratching, and music production. Because if kids want to be that kind of electronic artist, those are all the skills that they'll need to succeed in that field.
Definitely. Do you think there's an empowerment tool by teaching kids something that's so outside of the classroom?
I think there is. I think that now more than ever, kids are searching for those kind of musical outlets. It's the electric guitar went through this, hip-hop music and rapping went through this, and I think now more than ever, electronic music and DJing is what most kids are looking to learn. So I think it is empowering for them to have access and an opportunity to develop and learn these skills.
What's your favorite part about DJing for an audience versus DJing in an instructor capacity for kiddos?
I would say the thing I love most about performing in front of an audience is the ability to create a mood and take your audience through that mood. Take them through a story, develop an arc, a beginning, middle, and end. The expression element of it and the feeling of payoff of all the hard work that you've put in for hours, days, weeks, months in your studio or in kind of accumulation of the years that you've worked doing other gigs to get to that moment.
Definitely. For people who are listening right now who, you know, might be doing some DJing on the weekend or, you know, moonlighting here or there, do you have any advice for them that kind of brought you to a place where you felt, okay, I've kind of made it, I'm playing that South by Southwest kind of level, so much so that you're now turning around and sharing it?
Any advice that I would have would be mostly anchored by the sentiment of just don't give up and do it for yourself, first of all. Don't do it to impress anyone. Don't do it for fame. Don't do it for money. It has to be about the music, and it has to be about your... You have to enjoy it, first of all, because at the end of the day, that's why we do it. And if you want to make authentic, true music, you have to be doing it for yourself.
Yeah. I noticed you had a 970 area code on your phone number when I was dialing. Have you done the kinds of workshops that you're gearing up for at Basalt Library specifically before?
I believe we did go to Basalt back in 2017. We hit like 9 schools and libraries in about a 4-day stretch last time we went up there. So if my memory serves me correctly, yes, we have.
Where's home for you? Where are you based out of?
Fort Collins, Colorado. So northern Colorado is the place I call home. Been here for most of my life.
Very nice. Very nice. So home is Fort Collins. Do you find yourself on the road a lot?
I find myself usually on the road in teaching capacities. Colorado's a pretty good scene. So if I'm on the road, it's usually to Denver or Colorado Springs or the Western Slope. Although I have performed in California, Texas, and, in New Mexico. So some road travel, but mostly stayed in the box state.
Not a bad place to be.
Not at all.
Anything that somebody who is considering registering for your workshop but is kind of on the fence about it, anything that they should know that, you know, might tip them in favor of going outside their comfort zone?
Yeah, so we still have some slots available for the adult music production program. I would say if you've ever been curious about making music, if you've ever dabbled in it but took a break, this would be the perfect opportunity to fine-tune some of those skills and jump back in a super easy and intuitive environment using the program, using the Ableton program, which is a very powerful program and quite easy to use once you've grasped the very basics, which wouldn't take long at all.
Yeah, can you speak about Ableton a little bit? Is there a huge barrier of entry?
Yes, the barrier of entry would be the cost of the program. It took me a while to save up for it, and that's why I think this is such a great opportunity, is that this allows people to take advantage of an opportunity to learn it. There's also plenty of free trials in light versions that people can take advantage of. And it does seem a little like any software, Photoshop to computer programming softwares, there's always this, you look at a screen, you're like, what do I do? What do I turn? Like any of this stuff. So sometimes it can seem a little intimidating, but that's what I'm here for, to lower that barrier of entry and that learning curve and help people understand and how to use this program.
Sure, sure. Very cool. Well, thank you so, so much for taking some time and picking up the phone to chat with us. And I hope for good weather on your drive up to the valley. Somebody showed me that there's actually snow in the forecast next week, and my entire heart turned ash.
Yeah, I think I'm driving up on Sunday to get things ready, and I think there was a little bit of snow. Okay. And then I have to go back to Denver on Monday for some more work and then turn right back around. But
oh, wow.
I got new tires. I'll be good.
There you go. I would say it's not about the car. It's about the tires.
Right, exactly.
Very cool. Well, DJ Diego Felix, thanks for your work. Thanks for schlepping up to the valley to, expand your art and show it off to people who want to learn.
Yeah, of course. And I go by Full Metal is my artist name. If anyone has any questions, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Full Metal DJ, or my email, fullmetalsounds@gmail.com. So,
awesome.
Hit me up.
Love people who are accessible to their fans. So thanks so much and safe travels. We'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for your time.
Cheers.